This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Renegade Broadcasting presents to you your weekly dose of dinosaur news.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
And now here's your host from the legal underground of Canada, Beady Boy.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Odin's Day, October 12th. My front tooth is flipping around, so it's going to be fun. This is October 12th, 2016, and it is Odin's Day. Beady Boy, it is, in front of the microphone to roar with this edition of the Dinosaur News, generously presented by Renegade Broadcasting, the one and only Renegade Broadcasting, for white renegades around the world, home and abroad, chatters all, and waiting in the wings, my excellent co-host, Joyster. How are you today, Joyster?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Well, I don't want to tell the truth. I'm just feeling great.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Good lion.
Yeah, well, you guys keep me going. If it wasn't for you people, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't handle it. But you people, and then you came along, Joyster, a few weeks ago and saved the bacon. So I understand you've got some exciting news for us for a little discussion.
Well, I just felt like I wasn't in the best mood last time we did our show, and I just felt like I have to become an activist. Besides blabbing, I have to actually do something. So I just started writing down a bunch of basic questions to ask people, things they don't know about, you know, and maybe putting them a few on one document, a few on another, like make it like a flyer and do the, put it on the inside of the washroom stalls kind of thing throughout the city. And, it seemed like a good idea to me. So I sent it out to a few people, and I haven't got all my links set up because I want to make sure when I ask a question that when I give a link for them to look up the information that it's credible, verifiable, a good source, you know. So I'm not quite through getting all the right sources on every question, but I think it's
sounds
a good
great.
Idea.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
I know there's certain basic things that people don't know, and I think they know a lot more sometimes than we give them credit for too. But this one guy was saying that he thinks somebody Kyle was talking to, Robert somebody, I think he was saying something like people do actually know more than we give them credit for, and to sit around thinking everyone's stupid isn't really fair because they're probably thinking the same thing of us. And we can't make those assumptions, although some people do demonstrate it by their behavior. So
your idea is to a literature distribution drive.
Pretty much, yeah, with like questions with references to look it up if you so feel so inclined. Yeah.
That sounds terrific. Sounds
Take
terrific.
Take it to rallies, stick it on billboards, put it in bathroom stalls, you know, here, there, and everywhere. So I'm getting a crew together, and we're going to do our first run in a couple weeks. And then there's a big rally in town here on the 23rd, so we're going to hand it out there.
Fantastic. You hear that, everybody? Wow, some real action. That's fantastic. I had a peek at your preview, your questions. And you know what brought me to mind was a Dr. Pierce leaflet decades ago. And no, you haven't even copied. Yours is very original. But what he did too, though, he asked questions. Do you think this? Do you think that? Do you think Jews should control the news media? Do you think Jews should do this? And I had to watch it because right over my shoulder in the public park, while I was reading Dr. Pierce's steel, was the chief of police of Toronto, leaning right over my shoulder, literally, while I was reading it out. And, man, it blew their minds the way Pierce outlined. So the way you outlined yours is terrific by asking questions. You leave the field open.
Correct. I don't make a statement, sweeping statements, just questions. Do you have a copy of that still from Dr. Pierce?
I do. I was surprised because I've got a great habit of reading everything and then deleting half of it. I'm still paranoid about my computer crashing, even though the great engineer Sean saved my computer with a terrific, cleaner upper, safety wall or whatever the hell, malware. It's terrific. Well, yeah, it's terrific.
Can you send me a copy?
Okay. Please? Do you do the same as Beatty and wipe out your own stuff?
Not usually.
But anyway, I was glad I found it after we had mentioned it. So I'll send you that for sure. I'm glad I didn't delete it because you were discussing it earlier today, and I thought, well, I'll go buy Joyster's copy if I have got mine deleted. But it's easy to happen, folks, as you all know in the chat room and the commenters out there. You get loaded with information. But here's Joyster leading the way. Joan of Arc.
I thought of some other things that when people slam you with white privilege, you can tell them to go read The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, you know. They can read the history of the Enclosure Acts at the farmlands in Britain. There's so many examples, but I mean, The Grapes of Wrath is fairly recent. It was in the last century that book was written, and it's a heartbreaker for sure. What else was I thinking about? Pen pals. I was thinking it would be really nice to be hooked up with some. I know we can't. It's hard to do the face-to-face thing here in Canada, and this is a Canadian show, and you know we're trying to stay local. But I would be really interested in being hooked up with some pen pals in Europe. You know, just to see what's happening over there. You know, if all the news is totally distorted, and
you're talking emails, right?
Well, or, you know, handwritten like the old fashioned. I don't care, you know, or Skype. Skype mostly is the best thing, I think, when you're, you know, dealing with that kind of stuff.
Well, if somebody wants to write or contact you, I guess just to protect Joyster, folks, you could come through me and I'll pass it on to Joyster right away. So it's BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com.
Because even Kyle, he says, like, you know, we really don't know what's going on over there. And he interviewed a guy from Bulgaria and a guy from Germany. And it's quite enlightening to see, you know, people on the ground over there and what's really going on. So
Yeah, I give Kyle credit. He has some great shows. And because he's the big honcho, I neglect to mention his shows when I go through the great list. I don't think I've ever plugged Kyle's show.
No, but, I think he did.
I hope so. But he does great, just what you said. He digs out these different types of people. Whereas I'm just not into it. I don't know what to say. Look, I gotta keep optimistic and happy and cheerful, but it's pretty hard when your arm's flipping around like a bloody seal and you feel like you're
not
ready
barking.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you've added some good spirit.
Another thrilling questionnaire from the Liberals today about the 2017 budget. And, you know, like they have a bunch of questions and you get to answer, like pick three out of them that you think are important. So some of them I picked three times because the rest of it was nonsense. And, I don't know. And then you actually got a chance to articulate other, you know, make a few comments, which was nice because usually on their questionnaires, it's A, B, C, or D, and no other allowed. So,
I don't know how you handle all of it. We've got so many good renegades out there and they send me so much information, but I can tell you my good renegade friends out there, I just can't read everything. It's fantastic and I appreciate you sending it in to me, but you have to give me a bit of a break because I cannot read everything.
Forward some of it to me, but
okay,
I love any chance I get it to stick it to some political party. I'm all over it.
Oh, it sounds like you're just what's needed. That's good news. I'll do that, folks. So you
renegades out there. I think I've sent you one or two in the past, but I'll make sure I send them all to you.
Well, the other thing that happened was I kind of broke away from this leaving religions group. My boyfriend was telling me, and it became obvious when he said this, that apparently a high percentage of atheists are gay and homosexual, like lesbians and whatever, because it's so condemned by religions, right? So I just found their agenda was very much, very trendy and very, libertard, and I just kind of got fed up, so.
I got you, but the churches are full of them.
Yeah, but and the ones that aren't in church are doing the same thing. The churches are. They're sponsoring people in from refugees in and all this kind of stuff, and just following that same party line, even though they've broken away.
Exactly.
They still think the same way. So I just said, you know what? I'm out of this group. Not that I was ever really in it, but.
You sound like you're on fire. This is great. So in a couple of weeks, you're going to start this literature distribution.
Campaign. Yes.
That's fantastic. Better, what's that? Better living on your, what's that expression? Living on your, better dying.
Oh, I said it's better to die fighting than to die on your knees.
Yeah, better to die on your feet. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But then there was an old adage too about, reds, better red, better dead than red.
Better dead than red. I remember that.
But there's a better one to add on to that. I think I got it from Rockwell. Commander Rockwell was not red, not dead, but dead reds. Yeah.
Good idea.
But anyway, you'll be inspiring everybody in the chat room and the comments section for sure, Joycer, that, you know, you're reasonably fresh, a month or two co-hosting his first hour, and here already, folks, she's lining up a distribution. That's inspiring. That is really inspiring.
Well, the other thing was I was listening to the talk, the second talk that Kyle did with the Third Reich Books fellow from Wisconsin, and he was saying that when he got out of jail after 4 years in Germany, the internet had taken off, and he noticed that on the internet, people, it's more of a spectator sport than anything, and people tend to not get as involved as they would in a different sort of medium. It's like 3 in 10,000 people would do something like order a book or whatever. But I think that's what you were saying on Facebook, like get off your butt and get out there and do something.
Yeah. It gets frustrating. But then we're back to the old curveball of the people who have a job and a family. They've always got to be looking over their shoulder, and it's rough. And look at how they're picking them off up here in Canada. Now there's a university professor in Lethbridge, Alberta, and he's even being denied tenure, being denied pay. Tenure, once you have tenure, that's supposed to be as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar, and they're denying him tenure. So actually, now you'd have to look up University of Lethbridge, free speech professor. Yeah. So, what was the other point about him? So the tenure. Oh, yes. But finally.
Can't he get a lawyer?
Well, no, but actually the good news is the faculty, they've got tenure. So, they don't want to, but they are doing it because of, tenure. And some of them are even saying freedom of speech. Like there's so many being picked off their jobs now, like in British Columbia, etc.
So they're starting to stand together in order to save their own butts down the line.
Yeah, it's just getting too much in the open. Like I'd be through the mill with the Second World War stuff and the aftermath, so I don't get into it in my old age here. But the good I see out of it is that it's bringing this whole freedom of speech issue right to the fore. Regardless of what the freedom of speech is about, regardless of what it's about, it's bringing freedom of speech to the fore. And I take my hat off to all these people. They've lost their jobs. Literature distribution. Well, when I was young, I didn't care. My first wife went out in the freezing cold with another fellow, and we did apartment buildings and so on. We just didn't. Well, back then, you were called a Nazi if you just talked anything patriotic. This is all I'm trying to say is, Joycer, it's refreshing to hear you talk about a literature distribution drive. That's badly needed. And what more can I say?
Well, we're going to take the bus there because at this particular campus, well, it's probably like all of them, but like the parking is just ridiculous. And if you're 1 second late getting to your car, they put one of those clips on your tire so you can't go anywhere, you know, like it's just so totalitarian. So, I mean, I'd just rather do that. Just take the bus out there and then you're just on your feet and you can grab another bus and
Come back. Well, I did Western Ontario University years ago as well. And back then it wasn't, there just weren't that many literature distributors. And it caused quite the publicity. And actually the University of Western Ontario has been in the news last couple of weeks. Some young fellows thinking it's a great free society made up a bed sheet. Western Lives Matter for the University of Western Ontario. But that, I thought today that is a double twist to it. Western Lives Matter. Well, the smears in the press, the fact that they would borrow something similar to Black Lives Matter has been a big stink. But all the, it's at the point now where all of this persecution is starting to boomerang.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's been stuff, all kinds of stuff making fun of White Lives Matter, just the expression itself, like, you know, dogs matter, cats matter, whatever matters. But, just read The Grapes of Wrath if you think white people have it so freaking great, you know. Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's lots of evidence out there, the history of persecution. Within the clans in Scotland, they were slaughtering each other. our people have had it rough.
I don't like to admit my ancestry. Well, I mean, I do and I don't. I found out that my particular clan was instrumental in helping kick people off their land. And for a long time, they weren't allowed in pubs. And a lot of them emigrated to Canada for that reason. But I had no idea. I had no idea until I talked to someone I went to high school with who was from Scotland. And he told me that. And I was like, oh.
But well, the whatever. Ones they were kicking off weren't saints either.
It doesn't matter what my freaking ancestors did. I mean, that's the whole point. I'm me. I didn't do it. So don't try and get money out of me for something I didn't do. You know?
Yeah,
didn't do.
Yeah.
Dindus. I'm a dindu.
There's always two sides to every story. That's for sure. Well, I always go back to the corny statement that as long as man has testicles, there's going to be war and slaughter. That's all there is to it, unless you castrate everybody. Well, that'll be the alt-right's dream. I guess that is their dream, to have everybody castrated. But that's nature. We're never going to take away slaughter and bloodshed throughout humanity. So now it's white man's turn to get even, but not break the law. Of course not, Beady Boy. Watch your language.
In a legal sense.
Legal underground. That sounds like what your literature thing will be doing. It's a legal underground. You're not going to walk down the main street, but you're still going to get the message out there.
Yeah,
that's
well,
terrific.
There's no contact toward as far as any local group. It's just like links they can look at if they want to do further research, and then it's in their hands. And of course, I'm going to put, you know, Renegade's stuff at the bottom too, so they can get in on some of the shows and check it out. But
terrific.
If you think of any other groups or websites that I could include, just send them my way.
Be very confidential about it, that's for sure. If two of those leaflets showed up in this town, there'd be 16 news media at my front door. Because being in a village, the only open white supremacist, proud
yeah,
of it,
you're
I
notorious.
Am.
Yeah, notorious, you are.
Well, I'm not trying to brag, but I just,
no,
I'd have to take a bus 50 miles away. That's why I like my van plan originally, was we could go on tour, but the money didn't come in for the gas. I can't pay it. So that's just another attempt, but yours is a fresh start. What goes around comes around, and start by the old, and it worked in the old days, literature drives, and it'll get publicity. They'll start screaming. Maybe they won't, because to my knowledge, Renegade doesn't get publicity in the mainstream, attacks even.
It would draw attention to them.
That's right. But the other networks have been attacked. But I would say it's a plus in Renegade's favor that Renegade doesn't get smeared by the anti-racist groups and so on. They don't want to draw attention to Renegade, especially with the good research that the other hosts do on the network here. They don't want to draw attention to any of it. So it's why Renegade's not being smeared. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, you're probably right. I agree. I'm sure it is. Because, yeah, like, you so know, I like the idea of uncensored. Like, I can't stand censorship in any form. I don't even like censorship on Facebook. Like, if people want to make a fool of themselves, just give them some rope. Let them be a goof on my timeline. I don't care. I'll just leave it there. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, I don't want so-and-so to say this, and this makes me look bad or whatever. Like, I hate censorship. I really do. And that's what I like about Renegade. It's uncensored.
Yeah, that's for sure. The only problem is, and I'm not being a wimp, but, you know, in Canada, we got the same hate laws they do in Britain. But we still, look at, we've been talking now for 22 minutes, whatever, about this subject, and it's all free speech. Your linkages on your pages are going to link them to deeper issues. And that's terrific. We just have to be a bit more cautious on the network here. I know there's a few people wonder, why can't I have guests type of thing, or why can't we have guests?
But I thought you said you could do a disclaimer in saying that you weren't responsible. Or is
oh, no. No, I say I'm not responsible, but that won't stop them from charging you anyway. They drag you through the court system. They drive you, even though they know you might win. They still drag you through the court system.
But if the words didn't come out of your mouth.
It's on my show.
I see.
I don't sponsor it. Renegade puts the show on.
So you're promoting it. Yeah.
I'm promoting it. Absolutely. Because it's on my show. And that's what happened to a girl. I'll give the story again. Well, I shouldn't have said girl. I'll leave it anonymous. But a young person 15 years ago. There was a comment about Jews, the worst one you could make, on her Canadian internet open forum. And because she didn't.
This was written down on the internet.
Yes, but she didn't get it off quick enough. She didn't say the words, but she didn't remove it quick enough for the gods that be. So she got fined about $10,000, banished from doing political internet forever for the rest of her life by the Human Rights Commission deal. And, well, absolutely. It happened. There's been all kinds of internet warriors before we came along. And she went through the mill. And when she was down, nobody helped her. They all ran. Nobody helped. All the posters that used to be on there. So it just takes one person to phone in and say that line about Jews on the show. And it got said. The fact that it got said in the show, they don't care if they win in court or not, but what they love as punishment is they drag you through the court system. 50 court appearances, that's peanuts. Drag it out, and drag your money out. Just ask all those people in British Columbia that are being charged. But theirs is more serious. Like Israel must.
Brian? Brian Rue? Or who are you talking
about?
Oh, the
other guy with the mustache.
Brian.
I can't
think of it. Yeah, the Hitler mustache, Brian Rue.
Well, there's another guy right now facing, they're challenging his.
Oh,
his,
Topham. Arthur Topham?
Yes. But you see, he had a book. Well, you know, there's a hate law against promoting genocide. So he thought it was a joke, but he put out, Israel must perish. Well, that's just an open invitation to be charged. I think he was foolish. There's freedom of speech and freedom of speech. But when the law is already against you, you got to curve around the law. Curve around the law. Not walk right into it, even though the law is horrible and ridiculous. And someday it may too get kicked off the books. And that's why I praise Harper. I don't care if he went to Israel 5,000 times. Harper double-crossed the Jew boys when he kicked off the Human Rights Commission internet law. He made it free. I wouldn't be on this radio
show. But it's back
program.
On the books now, right?
No, it isn't. Trudeau has not reintroduced it.
Oh, the internet's okay.
Trudeau has not introduced it. Harper's people kicked it off the books because the previous liberals put it on there that you got to be nice. You can't even insult anyone, never mind promote genocide. And he got kicked off the books. The justice minister under the previous liberal government, Irvin Cotler, fought it like hell in parliament. They screamed at Harper. And Harper's government still passed it. And, I mean, good for him. That gave us freedom of speech on the internet. As long as the language is mild. But then you got to watch you don't go into the hate law which is you cannot promote genocide or talk about, well, the real rough stuff. There's a big difference between critiquing something intelligently and just saying, oh, well, let's do this to them all. It's stupid. It just, all because of the court you're facing. Don't they get it? You're going to have 50 court appearances, every dime from supporters, from hard up supporters who are sending 10 and 20 bucks. For what? To pay for a lawyer because you were so stupid that you broke the hate law. Well, I get pissed off at them. I know they're brave. I know they're brave.
No, being but they're not doing it intelligently.
That's right. And your plan is perfectly intelligent. And you're putting links on. You're not saying it. You're giving a link. So you're not saying anything against the hate laws in Canada. You're just giving a link.
Yeah.
But if anybody doubts how strong it is here in Britain, everybody's getting locked up. It's pathetic. It's
how
absolutely
do you know that?
Pathetic. Oh, it's because it's in all of the newscasts from Britain. All of the right-wing groups in Britain, the National Front, the Britain First people, they've had so much luck.
Oh,
but
I know
for
the first, yeah, it's bad.
But for the same mistake. They all come out and do the same stupid. But what are you supposed to do when you're frustrated? Your country's being taken over. So I understand the stupidity. It's frustration. Where backs against the wall. What's going to happen? I mean, you know, when Hillary gets in, there's going to be a big, big fight back because she's going to allow the borders wide open, wide as can be. I'm not saying Trump wouldn't either, but I'm just talking Hillary right now. So then the frustration is going to seethe to the boiling point. I think Kyle hinted at this a long time ago on one of his shows that better if Hillary the witch wins anyway because that'll force our people to do something. Your turn.
Keep her out of jail. They're saying if she doesn't get elected, she'll probably go to jail. But I don't know who's going to win. What date is the election? Do you know?
It's in November. I think November 8th or 9th. I think it's the 8th.
Well,
November.
I know it's going to usher in a new era, but I don't think it's going to be a good one.
Well, it'll be good if it wakes up our people. So if Hillary keeps the border wide open, then Whitey will have to do something instead of just, what did you call it? Oh, you said it so well on the internet. The internet is what? It's something about
spectator
sport. Yeah.
Like football.
That's an original. And yeah, well, our people needed a good swift kick. As I've said in my Facebook comments, the time is now. I'm not trying to take away any of the glory or the praise to the good hosts who have done all the research to prove who's behind the money system and who's behind all the crap. I'm not taking away any of the glory, but we can't live on the research. It's time to do something. And here you are taking up the torch of freedom. Joysters holding the torch up high.
Oh, you're hilarious.
I'm hysterical.
I don't know if that's good.
Well, it's
no,
just,
it's not only women could be that, but then again, that was Freud's idea. We know his ideas.
Oh.
His ideas are warped.
Oh.
I've done a lot of study on Jewish psychiatry and Freudian stuff, and yeah. And I used to babysit for Jewish psychiatrist from Israel, and my girlfriend's father was the head of psychiatry in a big hospital in Canada. And I've had quite a history with Jewish psychiatry. It's not a good thing.
Oh, music.
These are the top five reasons not to vaccinate. 1. Vaccines have never been proven safe or effective. Vaccine studies funded by pharmaceutical companies compare vaccine side effects from one vaccine to another. 2. Vaccines do not work. They may create a temporary increase in antibodies for a particular disease, but this does not equate to immunity to disease. 3. The very first vaccine was a disaster. Vaccine safety and effectiveness is a created myth, strongly embedded in the American psyche. 4. Vaccines are highly profitable for pharmaceutical companies in the healthcare industry. 5. Every study comparing unvaccinated to vaccinated children demonstrates that unvaccinated children enjoy far superior health.
As I came through Sandgate, through Sandgate, through Sandgate, as I came through Sandgate, I heard a lassie sing. As I came through Sandgate, through Sandgate, through Sandgate, as I came through Sandgate, I heard a lassie sing. We'll may the keel row, the keel row, the keel row. We'll may the keel row that my lad is in. We'll may the keel row, the keel row, the keel row. We'll may the keel row that my lad is in. O was like my Johnny, silish, se blithe, se bonny, his foremost mind the morning, he lads a comely tyne. O was like my Johnny, silish, se blithe, se bonny, his foremost mind the morning, he lads a comely tyne. He'll sit and row so tightly, or in the dance he's sprightly, he'll cut a jaw for slightly, tis true, were he not mine. He'll sit and row so tightly.
Okay, we're back, folks. That was Kathleen Ferrier, an English folk singing lady. I've talked about her before. Passed away at a young age of cancer. But those were the good old days. So nice of you younger types in the chat room to put up with Beattie's old classic style music. Got to have
was
a change
all in,
sometime.
In English? Was some of that Gaelic or what? I didn't
know. It was English, old English. Wheel may the keel row, may the ship come back. You'd have to listen to the words. But actually, that's how old I am. When I was in public school in Toronto, we sang those songs in English, in music class.
Music class, yeah.
It was all British. Everything in the school system was British. We were like a Sweet. Part of Britain.
Totally.
But anyway, so we got half an hour for you to kill here, Joycer. You didn't mean to use the word kill. I didn't mean to say kill. If you spell kill backwards, that's lick. So that's better.
Okay, well, what I would like is if somebody has a really good link, really basic link that's verifiable with regard to Sharia law, its precepts, you know, how it affects societies, perhaps even a brief history of how it's affected societies. I need a good link for Sharia law for my thingamajig.
Well, the best place to get it is in the chat room. Joycer, you just keep an eye in the chat room. Have you figured out how to follow the chat room? After every show,
the comments. The comments after
But you got to learn how to use the chat room because that's where they put in all these links you're seeking. They'll probably have a link up for you in the next 1 minute. Well, after the shows, the next day, you go into the show and you go click to chat. And then you'll see, and they put links in there all the time. So the link you're requesting, you can be sure that one of the real Sharpies will have posted a link before the end of the show today. It's
okay,
really
well then
important.
The other one I want is a good one for the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Yep. Well, like I say, it's not hard to catch on. You get the most recent show. Well, it'll be our show tomorrow when you have time. And then just underneath the picture that Kyle sets up and the brief summary of the show, you just scroll down a wee bit and you'll see the red letters. Click to chat. You just click on
red
there.
Red letters. Okay.
Whatever color. And then when you get in there, you'll get the pretty well the chat room discussions for the last 3 hours. You can go backwards or forwards and you can see all the different links. There's links every show. Everything that the broadcast has put on, it's a great teamwork in the chat room. The chatters put up links and they have good discussion. So that your two appeals will be noted, and I'll guarantee you by tomorrow there will be links to help support your case.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I recommend that to other people out there too. I've gotten a lot from the chat room. Actually, I was able to connect some more people. I'm very pleased with the information I got out of the chat room. So I still got those listings out there. But this is your hour, basically, as a co-host, Joycer. I just want to know what else you got in your mind tonight.
Oh, what else have I got in my mind? Not much. I just was listening to Kyle today. He was talking about how, you know, if we could remove the perverted forces in our society and reestablish connection with our kin, a lot of the insanity and the drug addiction and all that stuff would be gone. But it's the alienation that I really don't like. I don't know. I guess I'm going to find out when I'm putting these posters up. I'm sure I'm going to get somebody engaging in conversation. But yeah, I just want to meet other renegades, really. I do.
Joycer's in an isolated area. I'm just being diplomatic here, Joycer. I'm being also careful not to reveal exactly where you are. But we've tried to get contacts. Well, there aren't renegades everywhere. That's the problem. There probably are people maybe in your own hometown that are listening, but we don't know them. So that's where, as soon as you said literature distribution, boy, that made me feel good to know. That's really great. And I'm still waiting in the mail. The fellow mailed those bumper stickers, renegadebroadcasting.com, and I'll send you some, Joycer, for your crew. Yep. So it started. Now, I noticed on the Renegade Tribune side of the homepage for Renegade, the terrific T-shirt, what is it? Shekelstein Credit Union. And there's a few people wearing it. And there's where you relate it all to the chat room. You're really missing out, Joycer.
Okay.
They relate personal stories. And one guy was, renegader was wearing it around a big plaza. And the looks he got were of horror that a guy would wear the Shekelstein Credit Union, T-shirt in broad daylight.
I'm sure some people were giggling.
yes. So no, I'm not. Don't want to sound condescending, but you know, it's taken me 6 months to catch on to everything and it still didn't. But the chat room for all you listeners out there is a gold mine of information because the chatters, for some reason or other, they can't all call in. Well, they can't call this show, but other shows they do call in. And I've explained why I can't accept call-ins on these shows. But the chatters are such an integral part of Renegade because that's where the in-depth, whatever the programs come up with, the chatters go in-depth. And they stay on after the shows, Joycer. They stay on after the shows and digest everything. So it's really an integral part. And the commenters, of course, we know about them, and they're great. And who's going to get a minus comment? Who's going to get a plus? I've had a few minuses. We all can't agree on everything. Maybe 70%. What would you put the percent at Joycer that we'd have to agree? I'd say about 70%.
I mean, I never really thought about it. It depends on the subject, you know, how strongly you feel about it, I would think.
Yeah. Well, as you said a while back, there's free speech on Renegade. That's for sure. Now, and the irony is we've got a technician who lives, well, it's pretty well known through the chat room that he's in Australia. That's the beauty of it, that we're spread around the globe. So they can't get us all in one basket. Not all the eggs are in one basket. And that's terrific. So it's making it more awkward for them to get at us. That's for sure. Your turn, Joycer.
Sean just sent me the link for the chat room.
There you go. And where else are you going to get that? Where an engineer is sitting right by, just bing, bing, bing.
Getting ready to censor every word.
If you cough, he'll have the Kleenex sent by American Express.
That's awesome.
But anyway, yeah. Oh, the if I was running a business, I'd hire half the people tied into this network, I'll tell you. Who are the other half? Well, the other half, well, I should have said more than half, I guess. Don't want to leave everybody out. Sometimes they get hammered out of their minds on the chat room. One guy's going to say, oh, he means me. No, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just having some fun. But, I'm glad. Can't say it. Oh, Sean, your buddy Sean. I know you admire Sean. He's in the chat room all the time. in between shows and commenting and during shows. Kyle, he's in there. I tell you, you've been around, Joyster. The more I get to know you, your life's experience. But you couldn't pick a more efficient crew. Well, here's Kyle was facing a storm with the the tornadoes or whatever the hell you call them down there.
Matthew, yeah.
Yeah, and then
Sean got flooded out.
And then what's the guy only asked me, I think I'm getting Parkinson's. Kyle. Sean got flooded out. He posted a video around and he still managed to run the shows. The water stopped just at the edge of his porch. Of his porch. Otherwise, a lot of technical equipment could have been lost. So it's all to the good. But hey, if Renegade ever went down, if the witch wins the election and things get rough, don't forget the telephones. And Joyster and I have exchanged actual landmines. And a lot of you people out there, you should exchange your phone numbers.
It seems to – I encourage that, but it does seem that the internet was designed to never, ever be able to be shut down.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you when you brought it up. Yeah, I was going to ask you, that'd be a good topic. Why do you feel that the internet cannot be shut down? Go.
Well, the reason is because I listened to a talk that Kyle did where he was interviewing a technician who was instrumental in the development of the internet back in the Research Triangle Park in the late 80s in the North Carolina. And he noticed there were some red flags and things happening, Israeli companies being involved, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, he swears up and down from his own experience, and he was a teacher. He had a whole team working under him that there is no way it can be shut down. It just can't be. It's impossible. So I believe him. He's a really good speaker. They ruined his life. They took away his job. They totally, you know, he had to sell his house and everything else. But it's a really good talk, this guy in North Carolina. And then I was listening to an interview with a fellow down there as well, Rick Tyler, who's running for Congress, I guess, or some kind of Senate. I don't know much about U.S. politics, but it's just really interesting because he came to the same awareness that we've come to. Like, we all come to it from a different way, but he actually came to it through living through forced integration as well as, believe it or not, Christianity. It's just really quite interesting. And,
what you say about the internet, yeah. I got you. Well, now you know you're sharp because you remind me of Dr. Pierce a lot. You really have a good brain. You're bringing that up reminded me of Dr. Pierce when everybody, including myself, I had a guy at my ranch. We were in 100 acres of swampland. We had guns ready and everything for the revolution when Y2K, the year 2000, everything was supposed to collapse.
Oh, balls.
Everything was supposed to collapse.
I didn't think it would.
No, Dr. Pierce made it clear that it would not because the big shots had too much to lose.
Well, not only that, but it was all just cyberspace nonsense. It's not real.
But I got to see a couple of good guys who meant what they say, and we were hoping for a revolution. We were hoping it would collapse so everything would go hairy. But you know what? I give credit to a few pals. One guy showed up with a couple of guns. Another guy showed up with his book collection. Left his girlfriend behind, his family behind, but he showed up at Beatty Swamp getting ready for revolution, but he had a toboggan full of books, all the right-wing literature, including John Tyndall's great book, The 11th Hour. And I guess they were going to bump me off to get at my girlfriend during the revolution, but that's okay. But Pierce made it very clear that it wouldn't collapse. And now you talk Pierce's language, and that's fantastic. Well, it's very encouraging, isn't it, out there, chatters, to think that the internet can't collapse. But what happens if it can't collapse. They're not going to send armed troops around, I guess, to grab you for being on the internet. And they can't.
Well, the problem is, again, it's the spectator thing. Like, we have to start, you know, getting together in the flesh face to face. I mean, that's what makes me feel alive. Like, I could go for like a week out here without any company, and then somebody comes for dinner and it's like I've just had a blood transfusion or something.
I just feel,
you know, like.
Well, it's too bad you seem to be in that isolated spot, but without getting close. Like, for instance, you know, the Vancouver, we put some people together in Vancouver, and on the mainland and on the island. But then there's the states, there's been two or three states, but there's others we just haven't been able to get the connection for at this time. But it's coming around.
We'll keep trying. I'm not going to give
up. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. As long as my body hangs on, I'm not even joking now. I mean, it's just, it's pretty rough.
You need to drink more beer.
No, I can't. One beer puts me out. Now I get sleepy. Oh, no.
My boyfriend has a little bit of a little maternity look these days. And I think it's because he drinks beer personally, but whatever.
Well, it used to be my flavor. And everybody hates Foster. Well, Beattie loves everything everybody hates. I love Foster. Love it, love it, love it. I don't give a damn what the anti-Foster. Somebody must be drinking it because it's for sale here in Canada.
Well, exactly, for sure, yeah.
But anyway, we've got to stick to serious topics. Although I notice comments when you're on it, they like your personal touch, Joyster, that's for sure. Beattie rants and raves in the second hour about all the white news here and there and everywhere, but some of it can be depressing. But you're optimistic this week, and you weren't bad last week. There were lots of comments. Enjoyed your show. We're always down hardest on ourselves. This is a fact, eh?
The best fun I ever had was when I was head barmaid at an English pub when they became the up and coming adventure in the late 80s. No, it was the late 70s actually, and I was the head barmaid, and we had everybody in there, the Welsh choir, the wandering minstrels, the Irish people. There was always a fight when they were there. Scottish people, English people, Geordies, you know, people from the Midlands, from Manchester, from London, from all over the place. It was the best fun I ever had. And they would sing, you know, and then, and actually, what's his name?
That's when you were married to the fellow from East London, the Cockney.
Just before I married him. Yeah, just when we were engaged. But who was that guy? Oh, famous Canadian singer from the Guess Who. I can't even think of his name right now. I can see his face. He came in one night. He thought he was going to get away from any publicity, and some girl screamed, so he ran upstairs. And at the end of the night, he came down, and he saw the piano, and they locked the door, and he played for about 45 minutes. His name is totally goes out of my mind, but I had more fun in that English pub than I think I've ever had. It was a blast.
Yeah, that was the days when the pub was the corner spot. Oh, by the way, you mentioned Irish like to have a bit of a fight. Well, my son's a bit, well, he's terrified of the white politics, but anyway, he's manager of a huge pub in Toronto, and he has to clear them out too. They've got their own code. And he said, well, the blacks, if you toss them out with a bit of dignity once they get hammered, once they're in, okay, man, I'll just finish this and I'll go. He said they can squeeze them out. And the next, well, the Packies are hard. They like to fight a bit. He said, but the hardest are the Irish because they love to fight. So one day I thought, I'm going to look up ire. Well, look up ire in the dictionary.
Anger.
Well, Angerland. Okay, now Sean and Kyle and Sinead are going to hang us. But anyway, we're just having fun, gang. We're just having fun.
Well, every time they came in, there was a fight, and I had to grab the till and run away and hide in the attic.
Yeah, yeah.
Never failed.
I used to love the barroom brawls when I was younger, and there's no Irish in me. But they used to get at me. Holy crap, the newfies. A lot of Irish newfies. And I don't know, something about me they didn't like. I think it's the fact that I would order four or five drafts at a time, and they could just afford one at a time, and they thought they'd teach me a lesson. Anyway, let's get back to serious business. So you figure the literature run without putting much heat on it, but I want to use it to inspire others out there in Renegade Land. So you figure a week or two, and you're ready to roll.
Yep.
Oh, good for you. Is that ever inspiring, Chatters, eh? She's just as confident as can be. That's fantastic.
Well, wow. Plus the bumper sticker. I think the bumper stickers will be good. It was
As soon as I get them, I'll put them in the mail to you. Okay. I'll keep a couple. Although I don't drive a car, I'll find a place. I know a guy maybe 30 miles from here. He could put one up there and let that village take the heat. Nothing. There's my answer right there. When the press are pounding on my door, not me. I don't drive.
Do they really pound on your door?
Oh, just look up William John Beattie on Google. Election 2014, Toronto Star. Just William John Beattie. Like, I was eating my dinner on the porch, and the Toronto Star sent a guy right up and took pictures of me eating my dinner. eat my dinner.
Boy, they must have been desperate.
No, no, they know there was a secret civil war, and the only way they can get to stop it happening again is to keep Beatty smeared. Keep me smeared as a Nazi. They know what happened.
You know, I listened to some of your YouTubes, but I still think, is there any chance you could recap that on one of the shows?
Well, I did my last two YouTubes, and I'd like, there's one fellow from the chat room, or did he just email me through Renegade, a Renegader. He broke down one of the shows brilliantly, and I have to ask him. I hope he's listening right now. I think his name is Jim, and he broke it down. I'd love him to take the dictation. I've got three chapters already in the hands of the publisher. I found it on my, whatever you call it, your document saving. But when the computer crashed, I lost a ton of it. It's just got to be done. It'll be done before I croak, one way or another. Rehashed the whole deal. I've rehashed and rehashed it so much, even on the show. October 5th, the second hour last week, Joyster. I reviewed how a sergeant died, was shot dead. I heard the bullet that killed him. And the memorial tribute, I put two candles because the fellow in the van, police, well, I'm not supposed to even say police, an unknown car. When the car went over an embankment, the other guy got his neck snapped. So I went into detail last week for quite a bit of my hour. So if you catch the second hour of last week's show, Sinead, Joyster, you'll catch more.
I actually did, but I'll listen to it again because I was...
Well, it was there. But I feel guilty going on about it. That was in the past. It could happen again because there's a safeguard in our Constitution, just like freedom of speech is in the American Constitution. Administrator. Now, there's some research if you like researching. Administrator. It's when the Queen isn't available, the Governor General is unavailable, and the head of the Supreme Court's unavailable, or they're engaged in other duties. An administrator can run the affairs of Canada. An administrator! So check that out. And believe me, before I talk to the Civil War, and there's been a few Google references to the Civil War. Before I referred to it, you never saw the word administrator in Wikipedia. Now the word administrator is being used in Wikipedia.
And what exactly would that be?
What would it be?
That encompass? Yeah, who
it would encompass be? Running the country as if you're the prime minister.
Like you or me?
I was to be the spokesperson, the press spokesman. The administrator was to be the head of one of Canada's oldest companies, but he got his throat cut. Every time we were trying to broadcast, they would attack the source. Our side, it was our side versus the multi-cult. And our side, I think it was smart, quietly wanted to get me on air. Okay, here we are at CBC building. We've got the building surrounded. And Beatty, there's the microphone. But every time we tried, they tortured one of our people. They grabbed a cop one time and burned his testicles, ripped his fingernails out, and tortured him, three characters. In 5 minutes, they got the time that Beatty was supposed to be picked up. So then it's just a case of having a sniper ready. And all the ingredients of, but the administrator is constitutionally sound. If the Queen turned a blind eye and the Governor General was in your side, which he was at the time, I won't name him, heavens no. The Lieutenant Governor of a province is on your side. Then an administrator can carry on, whoever controls the airwaves of a nation, never mind who controls the money, that's there too. But if you control the airwaves, if you get in the airwaves, you've got the power. Obviously, you can't get in the national airwaves unless you've got some power. But anyway, we've taken a long jump from your literature distribution to administrator. But your literature distribution, the biggest thing I could think back on that was Kyle Hunt's successful White Man's March. What was that back about 2012?
Really? 2012. That long ago, eh?
I think so.
In Florida?
Or 13.
Where was it?
No, posters around. Look it up on Google, girl. You got to do your homework.
Okay.
It's White Man's March. And the brilliant part was posters were held up in Australia. That bagpiping fellow, I believe, in Oregon, Jimmy Mars. And all the same day. So it didn't matter the numbers. The numbers didn't matter. The fact is, around the globe, and Toronto had a few fellows. Kingston, Ontario had a few fellows. All the same day coordinated. But it wasn't followed up on. But anyway, it created something. Now, your literature distribution is going to be a first in Canada for many years. Because as you say, everybody's on the internet and they're not doing the real thing. Legally, of course, legal underground. We got you for five more minutes. It's your turn, girl.
Well, it's all questions, so I'm not in it, and there's no reference to my own personal opinions. It's just, you know.
Questions. That's brilliant. As soon as I saw it, I thought of Pierce. You got Pierce's brain. Absolutely. That's what he did that time. So the chief of police leaning over my shoulder while I was making a speech in the park with thousands of Jews wanting to string me up, screaming and yelling, but the cops protected me during the speech. But it was just brilliant. It was all questions. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? Do you believe this? Do you believe that? They can't touch you when you've got good references, and you'll have your references on the chat room. I know that you're busy. You've got your dancing stuff and so on.
No,
but
I'm
try
not
and,
that busy.
try and, oh, speaking of dancing, did you know that yoga spelled backwards is a goy?
I never really thought of it. When did you come up with that one?
Oh, I think I don't know why I came up
That's
with it.
Hilarious.
I just like, I like to tease you.
Well,
not...
I really like, I think that people wouldn't age at all if they did yoga regularly. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. But what I'm going to tonight is actually called Zumba. It's an aerobic dance based on Latin and international music.
Well, as even Urban Jungle Girl said, dancing is good for you, that's for sure. And anyone knows that. It's good for the exercise. What's good for the body is good for the brain. So you keep that brain going, girl, till next week. And we'll catch you next week. And you
okay.
got to come up with another good, exciting topic for Beady Boys. First
hour.
I
was wondering if you had a kilt.
I had a kilt as a kid. I got the Scottish tartan hat. But unfortunately, my mother had a bad habit of not paying bills, so the dance lessons soon ended.
Would that be the Beady Tartan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got.
Well, actually, I was thinking about taking some classes here, but I figure I'd probably be in a class with some six-year-olds. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
If you enjoy listening to Renegade Broadcasting, but are not also reading Renegade Tribune, you're missing out. We have some of the most insightful and hard-hitting authors from the past and present, covering some of the most taboo and controversial subjects. The Tribune is something you'll want to check out every single day. Perhaps you have what it takes to be an author. Sign up and submit your piece. Join us at RenegadeTribune.com.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Back. Boy, I'm sure whipped up with excitement over Joyster. When she first contacted me, a couple of months ago, I was whining my usual Hank Williams stuff about killing the 2 hours and so on. And she emailed out of the blue as a renegade listener, etc., and her emails were pretty sharp. And so I didn't question her at all much, just back and forth. And then 1 week she volunteered, and I just knew that she'd be a good fit. She sounded sharp, but I didn't know she was that sharp. Holy mackerel, we got ourselves a pack of legal dynamite, I'll tell you. So wow. It sounds like we're just starting to tap her brain power too. So that's good. That's what we want. And I know that chatters and commenters have always been gracious regarding Joyster. When I first burst on the scene with her, I thought, well, a couple of people might say, well, who the hell is she? No, patient, good people in the chat room and commenters. Everybody was just curious, a new co-host would be interesting, especially being a woman. And we went through that last week, I believe, about needing more women on the scene, etc. So we've got one for sure. Okay, now, try not to bore you. The preamble again. I now read to you for the second hour what's been happening around the white world. I leave the items on Facebook for a few days, but even a couple of days, but that's not proper because some people might not tune into this show for a week. Who knows? I get paranoid about leaving too much clutter on my computer in general, but I'll leave the hookups a bit longer, maybe a week till the following week or something like that, because it saves you having to Google around. So I'll just read through what we got, and it's not in a flowing, joined position as at a university. It's just Beady Boy style. Lazy bum. Okay, LBC is not the Liquor Control Board of Canada, but LBC is the London Broadcasting Corporation in Britain. And there was a host there outrageously liking Amber Rudd. The Amber Rudd is the women minister of immigration, called the home secretary in Britain. And he called her immigration speech, compared it to Hitler's book Mein Kampf, because the home secretary proposes that firms declare foreign workers. Just imagine all the firms having to list their foreign workers. So this host of this London Broadcasting, He compared it to Hitler's autobiography. It just shows you how nuts they go. I know there was one chatter comment one time, didn't understand Beattie's comment when I said, if you use white soap, you're called a Nazi. Well, the reference there was anything that keeps things clean, anything that keeps things clean, and clean in the real world, then you're smeared. But then there's a lot of people consider being compared to Hitler as an honor, so they can't win either way. And then we've got the, we switch now to the chess championships, and they're being held in Iran this year. And the U.S. chess champion, I should have got her name, but all of this is on John Beattie's Facebook. And this chess, the U.S. chess champion quote, I will not wear a hijab and support women's oppression, end quote. U.S. chess champion boycotts the world championship in Iran. Now, to get the easiest way to get to Beady Boy's Facebook is to go to the website, BritishPeoplesLeague.com. British Peoples with an S, BritishPeoplesLeague.com. Once you're in there, the Facebook link is at the top of the page. I always make sure it stays at the top. Okay. Turning the page. Now, I want to repeat an item that I had in last week's White Roundup to do with the Chinese, the communists, the commie reds. It's so astounding. Just imagine if it happened in the States. Representatives of Vancouver, Burnaby, and the federal government here in Canada took part in a flag-raising ceremony at Vancouver City Hall on Saturday, October 4th, to mark the 67th anniversary of the founding of the Communist People's Republic of China. I mean, Representative of Vancouver, the mayor, and they're all wearing a red sash right in the flag-raising ceremony at Vancouver City Hall. Unbelievable. What the hell goes on? Okay. So these things are right up front in our face. And I've got one line on the Facebook there. I'm not trying to insult all of the researchers who do all the hard research, but too much conspiracy research while patriot in the flesh contacts are desperately needed. As Joyster was saying, it's a spectator sport. It's hard work for people on the network like Nick and Giuliani and, well, Kyle gets terrific guests and so on, and Sinead doing the research, the conspiracy research. But we've just got to push by the same token, parallel tracks, patriot in the flesh contacts desperately needed. Look at the brain power on Joyster, but she's in an area where we haven't been able to reach another renegader to keep her company, to keep her brain flowing the rest of the week. We've got to get people together in the flesh because we don't know what's going on down the road. Okay, then we jump back to the United Kingdom with Theresa May. I know her past record isn't so hot, but use the users. The system stooges have used us for years. Now we've got to use them. And I use their slogans or statements. I use them to build up the optimism in our peoples. So Theresa May, the big headline in the Daily Express paper over there, that she's following Enoch Powell by actually listening to what British people want. So just being referred to and compared with Enoch Powell, that's a plus. Without knowing all the dirt on May, on that woman May, the Prime Minister, she is being compared with Enoch Powell. So use it. Use what we can from the users. And then another slogan that I like to promote myself is decoys. We're dealing with psychological warfare, as Joyster alluded to. Decoys, false decoys. We must set up. Now, I always get myself caught in a contradiction because I know recently on the chat room or comment, I stated that I do not use false propaganda. I do not use it when I'm trying to get points across to our people. But when it's to detour the enemy, anything is allowed. False decoys are allowed when it's to throw the enemy off the trail. And use them, use them, use them. If you've got something you know will throw the enemy off sometimes, well, don't be afraid to put it in the chat room. Why not? Throw the enemy off guard. That's what they're trying to do with their trolls. And although trolls don't last long in Renegade chat room, they get cut to pieces. Okay, now there's next to be discussed is a BBC video, which you'd wonder why the hell would I have that up. It's so biased. But there's a lot of needed information on this BBC video, more than 20 years after the end of apartheid in South Africa. Some Afrikaners claim their language and culture are being marginalized. Marginalized, they're being slaughtered. But you'd be shocked. Afrikaner is still spoken at one of the major universities, so the blacks are going bananas over that. So the video is worth watching because it gives a lot of needed information on the Afrikaner survival on campuses. It's interesting. Otherwise, I wouldn't put it up there. Just knowing, of course, it's the BBC, so you got to use your brain. More news from Britain. The border crackdown. Now, since winning a Brexit vote, I'll tell you, things are happening. Britain has been given the legal go-ahead to stop Eurostar trains, the trains that are going to go under the tunnel under the English Channel to land in Dover, etc. So they can stop the Euro trains right in Belgium, from Belgium, to nab illegal immigrants. I guess the exact heading is the UK government has passed a law to give it... I didn't realize that. The UK government has passed a law. So they passed a law for themselves. Well, good. Has passed a law to give itself more powers to stop and board trains coming from Belgium to intercept illegal immigrants. So stopping those super high-powered trains right in their tracks to do a search on board and drag off the illegal immigrants right there on the spot. So things are happening, as I've said in the last few weeks. Brexit's already happening. Never mind the trigger and all that phony baloney. It's already happening. The powers that be are letting it happen because they got 17 million votes. 17 million. Well, I don't know what the population of Britain is. What, around 60 million? That's almost a third of all the population of Britain. That's Wales, Ireland, Scotland, and England combined. Northern Ireland, of course. And this was brought up heavily at a recent meeting of the National Front, the most predominant British group since the collapse of the British National Party way back. And they've still survived through thick and thin for over decades now. So their attendance at their recent annual meeting wasn't super large. It was small. But they're still there. That's the main thing. So their annual general meeting was held Saturday, 1st of October. Annual general meeting of the National Front. The meeting was chaired by Chris Jackson. Chris does an excellent job of hosting our annual general meetings that he makes it look easy. There were only around 50 patriots in attendance. I said the word only because that's a poor show, but they've had internal crap too. But they're still hung on. The name is well known. There were speeches by Dave MacDonald at his first annual general meeting as party chairman. And Dave MacDonald is a Scot, come down from Scotland for the meeting. Eddie Morrison has been with it for decades. Kevin Bryan also. And Richard Edmonds, a real statesman, who was a close confidant of John Tyndall. And I met Richard when I was over there speaking with John Tyndall and Ashford Kent, 1989. Richard Edmonds. He's got me beat. He's 73 and he proudly stands there and he says that I'm in good health. Wish I could join him. Anyway, some of the speeches can be seen in the video. Now we're getting the favorite topic of 90% of the chat room is to do with Israel and what nasties they are. So last week, Israel launched airstrikes at Gaza. Well, why is no one talking about it? There was one stupid little rocket went to Israel from the Gaza. It landed in the middle of a street and created a pothole. Hamas governs Gaza. Hamas governs what's Palestine. They didn't claim they did it. So what excuse is there to bomb Palestine? And they bombing galore last week. Not a word about it in the press, but we've got a video on there on John Beattie Facebook. As I've said in the past, it was a little bit trickier getting the British People's League with a Facebook, so I just did it through my personal name. That's the only reason I did it, my personal name. But anyway, they're dropping rockets and everything else. I mean, let's face it, Gaza is nothing but one big concentration camp. The world knows it. The world knows it. We're trying to fight it, aren't we? We are fighting it as best we can, especially in the chat room. And I don't belittle a chat room. It's equal to the, in my opinion, it's equal to the Renegade Tribune. It's equal because it's live thought typist. Can you be a think typist, a thought typist? But it's very important, as the Tribune is in all parts of Renegade. Okay, then we hop on to the next item is, I hate reproducing cartoons with a passion. I hate it. It belittles the argument, I think, but once in a while, here we go, hypocritical Beattie Boy. Once in a while, something slips through that is good. And there's a cartoon in there. I don't know where it originated, but it's on Beattie's Facebook. Cartoon showing a third world pregnancy about to have the baby pop. By the umbilical cord is a huge fuse that's lit. So demographics is destiny. Demographics is destiny. Cartoon showing third world pregnancy with lit fuse as a time bomb on the White West. Demographics is destiny. Cartoon showing third world pregnancy with lit fuse as a time bomb on the White West. It's a brilliant poster. Okay, our 11th point. And this, I didn't ask Joyce, or I should have asked her. I don't want to take credit, but I think I did inspire her. I've had my Facebook comment, to secure the existence of our people, we must work together in person. Raving about conspiracies behind screens had its time. Now let's do something. And again, I'm not belittling all the hours and all the good shows exposing the conspiracies, but it is time to do something. And Joyce is going to do it. Yeah, let George do it. There ain't no George down the street, but there's a girl named Joyce down the street. We'll let her do it. And the answer from one reader to that previous line, to secure the existence of our people, we must work together in person. Raving about conspiracies behind screens had its time. Now let's do something. So I had one answer on Facebook from a reader. Quote, only 1 in 10,000 on the internet does anything. It is a spectator's sport. Now, I wonder where I heard that before. So that's the 12 commandments for today for us to review. But first, I'd like to just review one more time. I know it gets boring, of how proud I am to be with Renegade Broadcasting. Now, no, I'm not packing it in. I just hope my health holds out. That's all. It's not getting worse, but it's difficult. Arthritis and all the crap with old age is set in. And I want to do a good job. I don't want to come on here as some feeble old bastard. So we'll just keep going. But as long as you people keep inspiring me, especially Joyster and the chatters, we'll do as we can. But as I said, oh, maybe a month ago, one of the shows, you couldn't get a better lineup than you've got at Renegade. You've got executive producers, executive technical departments. You've got the exciting hosts and Sinead, I don't mean to be corny, like a superstar. She can sing and broadcast the whole bit. I don't mean to miss anybody else. I can't keep naming everybody. Apologies to those that don't name each week. But it's really an honor. I can't even believe I'm on here sometimes. I sit back and say, well, 6 to 7 months ago. And wow, what an adventure. And then, well, at the end of the show, I go, woo, we got through it. And that's not because I disrespect anyone. It's just I take everything very serious in my life. And to be part of this network is just an honor. I don't want to make boo-boos. So I have to watch my step. Okay, so we'll kill some time here with the usual address list. Oh, there was a nice contact on Skype last week. A nice new fresh contact recommended by a member of the Renegade team. So I was very pleased to see that. So my Skype is john.beatty392. The actual Facebook, if you don't go through the website, is john.beatty.7505. john.beatty.7505. Email britishcanada@gmail.com, website britishpeoplesleague.com, britishpeoplesleague.com, and ordinary snail mail, P.O. Box 691, Minden, Ontario, Canada, P.O. Box 691, Minden, Ontario, Canada, postal code KOM, Kiss Our Mothers, KOM2KO. And I do want to say that cash concealed in an envelope has been received at the P.O. Box. I've never missed a dime contribution in 50 years at this. I know there's always talk about the mail being lifted or anything else. I've never missed a dime. So that's a hint, hint, hint. Okay. Oh, we mustn't forget. How could I dare forget? Candor.org.uk. Now, the reason I came to the dance with them, they were first to honor the British People's League. And that's why I promote them so much. I always remember those when you're just small, you want to remember your partners. And it's Candor, candour.org.uk. And they're the publishing people. Okay, so we've pretty well reviewed that. And I can't wait till the next break to take a gulp of orange juice. As I lean over, I'm sure this is all very interesting. It's 100% pure orange juice. I'm sure somebody in the chat room will prove it's poison. Still here. Well, it's good tasting poison if that's what it is. We try and buy the pure stuff. I know that Renegade listeners are very keen on good health foods. I know also that cranberry juice pure and blueberry juice pure are very good for bodily fluids for men, if you know the part I'm talking about. And they've kept that part going all right. But it's expensive. But sometimes you have to give up the crap to get the good stuff, right? And I'm lazy. I just don't follow all of the shows on the health within Renegade enough. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Okay. Now we'll start the review again. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about Joyster. If you wish to contact Joyster, one fellow did actually. He sent an email to me and gave me permission to forward it on to Joyster, which I did. So anyone out there would like to contact Joyster, we got a protector to some degree, folks, so I don't mind taking the heat. So if you email anything you like that you'd like me to pass on to Joyster, again, it's BritishCanada@gmail.com. Okay. Now, if you saw my setup here, what I have is two very high chairs. They're like bar stools, but good backing, made of good wood. Got them cheap at a sale years ago. So I've got the microphone and the clock set up on one chair. And on the other chair, I've got my odds and ends. I don't need my glasses for the show. I'm sure you're very interested. I turned the heater off because I was afraid the hum might bother it. But it wasn't. It was warm today. It was cool yesterday. But down the road, I may have to have the heater on in the background to save. I cannot afford to pour oil until December. So cry me a river, Beatty. Okay, we talked about the first item. London Broadcasting Corporation host outrageously likens Amber Rudd, who's the Secretary of State in Britain, immigration speech, comparing it to Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. Can you imagine? Everything's compared to Hitler's book, London Broadcasting host. Outrageously compared the Home Secretary's proposals for firms to declare foreign workers to a chapter Adolf Hitler's autobiography. Well, of course they're going to smear and scream. Why should they have to declare foreign workers, right? Oh, yeah, the sickening corporate bastards. Of course, that'll mean a lot when they have to declare their foreign workers. Royal Bank of Canada here got caught 2 or 3 years ago with all kinds of foreign workers. Boy, they were embarrassed. We ran it on our website for quite a while. Just imagine, when they got to list all their foreign workers, the bastards. And then that U.S. chess champion, I'm sorry, folks, I didn't write her name down, but the story's on the Facebook. And good for her. I will not wear a hijab and support women's oppression. End of quote. U.S. chess champion boycotts world championship in Iran. Okay. The reason for the fluffle, 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 because I've got a wristband on the wrist with the arthritis. I can't turn with old pages. Suck it up, Beatty! Okay. Representatives of Vancouver, Burnaby, and the federal government took part in a flag-raising ceremony. I know I've said it before, but I have to say it again. It's so pathetic. I know how bad things are with Black Lives Matter in the States, but God, would you down there have any city hall have the communist Chinese flag raised? I mean, in Washington, anything happens. I realize that with the White House and all the crap that goes on there. But just say for one of your medium-sized cities, having all the dignitaries wear a red sash in anniversary of the Communist People's Republic of China. That was first written up by the Canadian European Council. I got to give them credit. They've got some very good editorials. I wish if any of them would hear these shows that they would consider writing for the Renegade Tribune. Get yourselves wider circulation. Well, when you just think of what's going on in China, I mean, slave labor, They tortured dogs, slave labor, communism. And here we're welcoming them like our own funeral pyre. We're building the sticks for our own funeral pyre. Like the faggots of old had to pick up the sticks to burn them, to get burnt and torched. But that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. The liberals don't care. Liberal white traders, they don't care. They don't care. As long as they please their Jewish friends who are mostly behind the invasion, nobody cares. Except we at Renegade. But the days of conspiracy research, Beanie's going to continue on talking about. You can continue doing it for the new people. I know. But this boy, I want to see patriot in the flesh context. And that's my whole modus operandi. Raison d'être. Raison d'être. The reason for being. In the, say, 10 years I've got left, I want to connect patriots. I don't ask questions. I'll connect, and then you can sort it out. We've got to, desperately, we've got to. I mean, look at how disappointed Joyster is. She can't get a fellow white patriot. Now, she's got some friends. The way she's got her leaflet worded, I don't think they're even going to catch on what she's up to. But there's people like Joyster scattered here and there and abroad. We've still got one good guy in Britain. He's outside of one of the cities. Now, for whatever reason, he's not in touch perhaps with some of the other groups. And that's his prerogative. But he wants to be in touch with a renegade from this network. That's why we want to deal with the cream of the crop. Why go for second best in the resistance? And here I am using the Prime Minister Theresa May with her smelly background. But now the heading, and it is a big heading in the Daily Express paper over there. Theresa May is following Enoch Powell by actually listening to what British people want. Well, she wants to stay in power. That's why she has to listen. 17 million votes to get out of the communist European empire. It's too bad we have to say it that way because, you know, we don't mean to make our fellow patriots in Germany or Austria or wherever, Croatia, Serbia, sound bad. We patriots there know what we're talking about. The European Union was nothing but a big empire plan anyway. Okay, then I can't believe that I actually put a BBC video on the Facebook page, but it does. It gives a bit of optimism because you'll see that the Afrikaners are still organized on campus. But these are the rich Afrikaners, not the poor ones in the shanty towns. And they've been speaking their own language in a couple of the universities. Now the blacks are going to put a change to that. So there's a lot of information. Of course, it's biased to young Benjamin. So I wonder what tribe he is the announcer. But it's watchable. You don't throw up because you see a lot of good Afrikaners who want to protect their language and culture. And then there's a group that are also shown in the video who are prepared, as I'd like to see the legal underground defense units prepared, and almost in the way of militia, American militias. There's a group in South Africa of whites who are getting ready in case the blacks turn on them.
To a garden party, reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play songs again. When it got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. You'll go broader.
Renegade, 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 Renegade Broadcasting. more honest, uncensored, and hard-hitting live radio every night. Listen to a live show or visit the host's archives by clicking their pictures above. Sunday to Wednesday shows start at 8 p.m. Eastern, and Thursday to Saturday shows start at 10 p.m. Eastern. Join us at RenegadeBroadcasting.com.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, a heartbreak hotel. Some room for a broken hearted mother to cry. Now the hot tears keep flowing from the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long, alone.
We're still here. Where are we on the list? I thought that was kind of cute. The power of British have given themselves to pass a law. I didn't catch that at first when I first read the list out to you. But now they're able to stop Eurostar trains to nab illegal immigrants from Belgium. So they're going to be stopping trains on the Belgium and French side. The UK government has passed a law to give itself more powers to stop and board trains coming from Belgium to intercept illegal immigrants. So they haven't given up. And I feel guilty going on about the British fight and the European fight. But I guess it's allowed. I mean, the other hosts take care of America and also Europe too. Sometimes we overlap each other. Maybe I do it in a harsher way, maybe not. I can't add the emotion that Sinead, she's the master of emotions, that lady. But anyway, I think it's kind of cute that they passed their own law. Ever since Brexit, I'll tell you, since that vote, boy, oh, but they're just taking the law into their own hands. Pitchforks and all is happening. It's sad to see the numbers at the annual general meeting of the National Front. But as so many groups, the infighting is pathetic. Same with America, same everywhere. I don't know, what is it, testosterone or whatever the hell it is within the white man. Always quibbling and arguing till we get to the front of the struggle. The National Front was big time in the 70s, thousands upon thousands led by John Tyndall. And a queer brought it all down by the name of Martin Webster. One queer brought it all down because half of them were not queer at the executive, but he won them over. Wonder what favors he did. So John Tyndall had to start up the British National Party. But anyway, the National Front name is known. Well, they got rid of the queer years ago. The National Front name is known throughout the white man's cause in Britain. Many different approaches have been tried. But they make so many mistakes. What is with our people? I'll never understand. There's a by-election coming up where that member of parliament was killed by a get-out-of-Brexit supporter they nearly thought they'd lose the Brexit vote over that Joe-something lady who was very popular with the Labour Party. So they're having this by-election. So there's about five different little groups in the white cause are all going to run a separate candidate. Isn't that pathetic? Five of them. They're going to split the vote five ways. The voting is to hell with the voting, as the majority and Renegade rightly say. But they're good people in the National Front that have tried to keep it going. This Chris Jackson, a good-looking man, sturdy-looking, and he chairs the meetings very well. And the speeches by Dave MacDonald, the Scottish head of the annual general meeting and the Scottish head of the party. Richard Edmonds is, in fact, the star, okay? He may not take on the leadership role. He probably doesn't want it. But he is the star. And then a worker behind the scenes for years is Eddie Morrison and Kevin Bryant. And then, you know, you go into a Stormfront website and all they do is attack each other for mistakes in the past. Well, we haven't got any Jesus Christ running for us. Thank God. But these people have stuck with it for years. Sure, they made mistakes, but they're still sticking with it, still sticking with the fight. Just as good Americans, some have passed on, like Richard Butler and Robert Miles, you've heard me talk about. And there are others who are still in the fight that have been in the fight for years and years and decades. Lots of mistakes made, but lots of good stuff. I mean, I do admire Don Black at the Stormfront. He's been at it for decades and decades. I don't like it on Stormfront where they constantly are talking about World War II. I mean, you want to make a historical point, then do so, as many in Renegade do, and that's freedom of speech. But I, for one, think it's 2016, and we've got to worry about today and exposing Jews, etc. Sure, that's important, but I think it's also important that we get to know each other in the flesh for when the invasion gets worse, when the witch wins and the borders are wide open. We cannot be tied up in history to the degree that we're not prepared for today. Or as Nietzsche, in one of his small booklets called The Use and Abuse of History, it's one thing to recognize history, but it's a mistake to live in history, I say. That's just my opinion. Anywho, you got to catch the video with the annual general meeting, because Richard Edmonds gives a very eloquent speech, really stirs the soul. And again, comparing it to America, when you click on different sites, there's still lots of Klan groups, there's still lots of this, that, and the other. Well, that goes back to the choice. What brand of soap do you want to keep ourselves clean? And I, for one, I'm glad to see so many different groupings to a degree. But I don't want Renegade to run short. Renegade should be getting the most support because it is the most powerful network there is, with business orientation within our people, Renegade. And I don't think they even realize how good they are at business to keep this network going with everyone pitching in as they are. I don't know when the network started, I'm ashamed to say, a few years ago. It's fantastic. Hard hitting, there's none hits harder. Okay. Then we switch to our enemy Israel launching airstrikes in Gaza. They show on this little video there that I've got on Facebook, one little wee rocket shot out of Gaza into Israel. It hit in a street, a pothole. So pathetic, one little wee rocket. And it wasn't even Hamas claiming. Hamas is the governing party in Gaza, Palestine. Hamas didn't claim they did it. So why are they bombing Palestine? And the bombs were going off last week. They'll never admit how many people they killed. Everybody else in the world does it. It's on national news. But when Israel does it, it's practically blacked out. Okay. We got that covered. I would like to change my format somewhat, but I don't know. It seems to be where I'm pleased with it, and I got to please myself, as Ricky Nelson says, you can't please everyone, you got to please yourself. So by gathering up the items on the news early in the week, not Thursday, I'm still wiped from the show, and after I read the chat room and the comments and blah, blah, I try and think of how I could do things better with next week. So Thursday's gone, and then I spend at least 5 hours every day the rest of the week digging up news items that are good, bad, and ugly for our cause. Let it all hang out, Beatty. Show them what you got. Okay. Demographics is Destiny cartoon showing third world pregnancy with a lit fuse as a time bomb on the White West. But having said that, the non-whites of the globe better watch out. There's a time bomb being created by the White West who are fed up to the teeth. I mean, you know, the fact that the British are boarding trains, not even in their own country, and making their own laws now, That's a bit of a fight back, and we should be pleased with it. Let's not dampen everything with a tune of negativity. Let's embellish the positive. Let's embellish it. Let's build up the positive. Where we have to throw a false decoy in the chat room or in comment section, false decoys to throw the enemy off, do so. Do so. Decoys are good. Decoys are used throughout history in warfare, psychological warfare. It's very difficult to be optimistic and aggressive on the shows week to week when you see all of the negativity we have to face. And the murders are still going on, and the gang violence, and the whites being beat up in the schoolyards. But it sparks like Renegade, the White Man's March, that are being talked about. And proof that they're talked about is the fact that Renegade doesn't get smeared in the national press as all the others do. They smear the wimps. They smear the wimps because they know the wimps are never going to grow. But they're afraid. The powers that be are afraid to smear Renegade because they know it'll draw attention to Renegade. And Renegade is the real deal, the real meal. And it's just a matter of time till it grows. And will it grow in time? Yes, it will. I mean, look at Joyster as an example. She'd been a fan of Renegades for a while. I think, I don't know how to put it, she's absorbed so much of it, but she didn't go into the details like the chat room and so on, never been pointed out to her just how much information is in those aspects of Renegade. But I'm just using Joyster as an example. And there's others out there, of course there are, who are frustrated and probably unhidden talent, lots of unhidden talent. But I think the system's making a big mistake when they keep having these people fired from their jobs with wild publicity caused by B'nai B'rith and all the rest of them, of the hate gang. They're the haters. They're making a big mistake, though, because there's just too many. Too many people get laid off, losing their jobs, and the public's going to start wondering what the hell's going on. But I don't think that the enemy camp is ever going to drop the big hate law BS, because it talks about genocide. Well, there come a day when we can use that hate law ourselves against the enemy for promoting white genocide. I advise our people, especially in Canada where the hate laws are strong, to keep our eyes peeled. And where Jewish groups are preaching genocide of white people, they must be charged under the hate law. Those laws can be used against them too. And it can be brought, well, the Muslims actually did it against a couple of Jewish writers. What do you call them? Kosher conservative Jewish writers up here. And the Muslims made use of it. So we can too. But the good news is that the internet law was squashed. The reason you listeners of Renegade wouldn't even know about it is because the international press didn't want people to give Harper credit. His government squashed a law that forbid insulting anyone on the internet. Just the slightest insult. Not talking about genocide of a peoples. Just a slight insult. But it was rocky road through Parliament, through the last Parliament. Harper was the kosher conservative prime minister. But boy, oh boy, Jewish Erwin Kotler, he was a justice minister under the previous Liberal government. He was raving in Parliament. The Jewish press was screaming that Harper shouldn't be knocking that off the books. But he succeeded. The Conservatives succeeded in knocking it off the books. Trudeau hasn't brought it back on yet. And I think he thinks it's too controversial. Just like I'm amazed Trudeau hasn't attacked the Royal Canadian Air Force, the Royal Canadian Navy, that Harper Institute are bringing us back our old British traditions. I'm amazed Trudeau hasn't brought that on yet. But I think he realizes that if he pushes us too hard, he's going to force the frog out of the frying pan before the frog is fried. That's a bit of reverse there. But that's a fact. The frying pan theory just fry them slowly. So they just pour in the Syrians. Like Joyster pointed out, the churches are bringing them in. There's the next village over. Thank God it wasn't my village. The next village over, oh, about 45-minute drive. Anglican church sponsored a Syrian family of nine. They can't speak one word of English. An interpreter that helped them at the airport and arrival took off. The Anglican minister is giving up her residence, whatever you call the church residence, the manse, I believe it's called, M-A-N-S-E. And there's nine parents and seven kids. And you're telling me that the church is doing those people a favor? I mean, they're being fed and clothed. Yeah, that's a favor, all right. They don't speak a word of the language. It's freezing cold up here in the winter. Very, very cold. Like, what the hell gives? So they brought one family here. And I know in Minnesota and other places in the States, they're pouring in Somalians. We all know the drill. That's why we're here at Renegade, to do something about it. We're all doing the best we can. My usual little anecdote, if you can do a little bit more, then do a little bit more. There's a few people doing a lot. I know that. Pretty sure probably it's the same people that are financially donating to their favorite shows, whatever. And we're all in the same boat, too. People don't have much. I'm pleased that over the 6 months, there's been $350 donated to Beatty's efforts, my internet bills, whatever. And I'm certainly hoping that the rest of the network is receiving enough donations to keep it going. Keep it going, baby. Keep it coming. So we're doing our usual roundup. I hope we've given you, I think, some real spice with Joyce's enthusiasm. What's that expression? A woman has a goddamn right to change her mind whenever she wants to. And she thought she wasn't so hot last week. Joyce was terrific last week. She was up front. She was very good. The comments were terrific. She was down a bit and emailed me. I said, look at the comments. You're being enjoyed, Joyster. We each have our own different approach. Joyster doesn't have the passion, outward passion, that the Irish show, such as Sinead. Joyster's got it more inward, but we're drawing her out. I think we're going to tap a great resource. Resource. Joyster resource. Anyway, I looked up this date in history. There was nothing sensational, just the odd powers being overthrown and this power overthrown and that power overthrown. So nothing fantastic, October 12th. The actual official date, October 12th, I believe, is Columbus Day, but it was celebrated, I suppose, on Monday with the Indian tribes all claiming the victory and their great culture, the noble savage. Well, look it. During Canada's Secret Civil War, there were some Indians loyal to the Iroquois, the Confederation of Nations near Brantford, Ontario, who were with us. And they were good guys. But they're not romping around screaming that the British cut their throats. There was the residential schools that were horrible, et cetera, et cetera. As Joyster said, we're not responsible for our ancestors. But the way the Indians are trying to ridicule Columbus Day, Italian Americans can be very proud of Columbus and have their Columbus Day. What's the big deal? But the politically correct try it their way. They're not going to win. We are going to win. I'm proud to be part of it, as every broadcaster, host, chatter, and commentator, everyone connected with this network can be proud, because you're in the forefront, on the front lines of the battle for the survival of white Western civilization. And as I've said before, I don't care what religious bent you are, Protestant, Catholic, heathen, pagan, Astro, Odinist, you name it. We've all got our preferences, but we have to work together when it comes to uniting our white race for the battle that's ahead. We have to work together. There's no other choice, or we will lose. So we'll leave religion to be discussed after after we've driven the alien hordes away from our shores. It's pretty hard to talk about driving them away when you've got the mayor of Vancouver welcoming the Red Chinese ambassador and all the rest of them right on stage. But hey, they've got the peace before the storm. The white storm is coming. I can't imitate Kyle when he does that terrific blurb. And the other plugs on Renegade here are just tops. So it's a quandary to keep the optimism going when we're facing all the crap. But the other thing in our favor is we might concern ourselves with our quibbles, our squabbles, but the other side squabbles just as much. The Mexicans hate the blacks hate the Mexicans. The Hispanics can't stand this and that and the other. So there's tribalisms within the non-white world that are in our favor. I'd be more concerned if I was a Hindu over in India or China or whatever about war between those others over there than I'm worried about war here. I don't follow foreign affairs that much because I just can't keep track of everything, but I do the global thing for the Facebook because it's a little bit easier. I don't know what Putin's intentions are. I don't have any comments about war or not war or the Syrian affair. I can't figure it all out. Leave that up to the more intelligent shows on this network. It's all a lot of work covering it all, and I give you all credit for doing so. Now, again, for those who would like to contact somebody else that might be in their area, check BritishPeoplesLeague.com. We have a paragraph of people who would like to get in touch in person. This is not a romance issue. This is for political contacts, political white contacts, political white renegades who would like to use my services as a go-between. I'll simply size up your email. If it looks pretty good, I'll forward it to people who would like a contact. But then you at the other end, you have to do your own security checking. Give it the smell test. Meet in a coffee shop. See how you feel. I know one contact, meeting a fresh contact that we put in touch with each other, he actually took his dog along for protection just in case. And anyway, can't blame him. Can't blame him. But that's the fear that they've instilled upon us. Fear is a word. Quite often fear itself. Now, having said that, my usual hypocrisy, fear of losing a job is real. You can't lose your jobs. You can't lose your jobs. But as I've said, if two people, a married couple, and the second job, is all it does is pay for the car, the second car, the hairdresser, the daycare operator, the lunch money, if it's just those ends that are being met, add it up. Your income tax is cut in half if a married couple of one just works. It was set up for the third world, so white people take advantage of it. Start popping the babies out, go on the gravy train. It is a gravy train. White people are taking advantage of it. They think they need the second job. They don't need the second job. I've listed there the items that all the second job pays for. And when you add it all up, you're not further ahead at all. And make better citizens of your children by having mother home full-time or dad full-time. In my case, I was stay-at-home dad for about 10 years in between the politics. And I spent 5 years home teaching in the happiest days of my life. And, it was mutual. Hazel was a registered nurse, and she loved her career. So that's the spiel for today, folks. I can't add much more than I have. We start off the shows with hello, hello, hello. Happy Odin's Day. So I hope we made today a good Odin's Day for you. It's usually at this stage when Beatty starts sputtering. I don't know what else I can add. Don't forget, if you can spare support for your favorite broadcast on the network here, then do so. Don't forget about Sean, the engineer, Kyle, who's full-time. Do what you can. don't like begging, but hey, it helps. Even the bit that's come my way help pay the internet bills. The internet bill's probably, the server's $20 and then the internet's probably $80. So $110, anywhere around $110 to $140 is what it costs this boy. And when I don't have it, then it comes out of my pension, of course. And I'm just talking old age pension. I live and keep a house going, the whole shoot match for $1,500. That's all at $1,530. Plus, Trillium, they call it, 75. So probably $1,600. I do the whole works. So I'm not crying. I'm just letting you know that I'm sacrificing for our peoples. But hey, those people who donated over the last 6 months, thank you, every one of you. Keep it going. So we've got a wild card spot now Thursday nights. So if you think you can do the job, get in touch with management, get in touch with Kyle. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would love to pitch in. So think about it. If you think you'd like to speak up and you can do a good job at it, then hey, there's an opening. It's called a wild card Thursday nights now. And maybe you can add to your repertoire and become a radio announcer. Suffer like I have to every week. Not really. I'm honored to be able to speak to renegades around the world, home and abroad, chatters all. So we'll be at you again next. What'll next week be? October 19th. We'll have to see if it's a special day in history. It doesn't ring any bells. I don't like to just talk about battles or something. You know, it has to be something really spectacular. But Columbus Day, that's pathetic. Italian Americans had something to be proud of and enjoy. And then political correctness has to dampen it. Good night, everyone.
If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that now droops and stands. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its myths, though each holds aloft its proud head, was given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met this, I've known no repose. Is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the sweetest.
Renegade Broadcasting was founded in 2012, ladies and gentlemen. Since that time, Cole Hunt of the Solar Storm has been authoring the Renegade Broadcasting website, producing, directing, and is now running the Renegade Tribune alongside other projects that present to you all of this free content. Free for you, but not free for him. When your life is busy and you don't know how you can help Kyle by contributing in some way, Kyle can always use a bit of a financial scratch on the back to help out with costs. So please, be generous and donate whatever you can, wherever you can. You can go to renegadebroadcasting.com and click on Kyle's face. This will take you to a donate button. Every little bit helps.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.